One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 7, The God Who Sees Me by Carol Layton. Scripture passage. Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Genesis 16:13. Turmoil, jealousy, abuse, disappointments. Hagar experienced them all. And when it came to experiencing isolation and loneliness, she literally found herself wandering in a wilderness, not once, but twice. Hagar was an Egyptian woman and a slave to Sarai, the wife of Abram. Sarai was childless and eager for God to get on with his plan to give offspring to Abram. So she took matters into her own hands and asked Abram to conceive a child with her handmaid, Hagar. Abram obliged. Sarai's plan for a surrogate didn't go as envisioned. As Hagar's belly grew round and she felt life stirring inside her, trouble began to brew between her and Sarai. Hagar showed disrespect for her mistress, and in turn, Sarai treated Hagar harshly. So harshly that young, pregnant Hagar imagined any place must be better. She fled to the desert. The angel of Jehovah found Hagar in the wilderness and began to question her. Where did you come from? Where are you going? Hagar was more accustomed to demands than questions. She must have felt listened to for the first time in her life, for she responded, You are the God who sees me. The angel instructs her to return, to submit to Sarai, and to name her son Ishmael, because he says, Ishmael means God listens. Having been listened to, having felt seen as a real person, Hagar returned to Hebron. For the next 14 years, her mistress, now Sarah, with an H, appears to tolerate Hagar and her son Ishmael. But then Sarah gives birth to her own baby. Not wanting Ishmael to share an inheritance with Isaac, Sarah appeals to her husband, now Abraham. At the feast to celebrate Isaac's weaning, she asks Abraham to get rid of that slave woman and her son. Abraham was distressed, but God assured him that Ishmael would be made into a nation also. So Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael packing with some food and a skin of water. And for the second time, Hagar finds herself wandering in the wilderness. When the water was gone, she put Ishmael under a bush and walked away so as not to see him die. Hagar, that slave woman, sat down and began to sob. Then, the God who listens, who sees, who cares, again appears to Hagar. He questions her, "What's the matter, Hagar?" We're not told how Hagar responded, but she must have poured out her heart about her son, for God's next words were, Do not be afraid. God has heard Ishmael crying. I will make him into a great nation. God then opened her eyes, and Hagar saw a well of water. Hagar and Ishmael drank and were refreshed. God was with Ishmael, and he grew up an archer in the wilderness of Paran. And Hagar found a nice Egyptian wife for her son. Reflect upon the following. Hagar received a deep revelation of God's compassion as she was swept into the lives of Sarah and Abraham. Why do you think God chose these questions to ask Hagar? Where did you come from? Where are you going? What's the matter? Sarah viewed Hagar only as that slave woman, a solution to a problem, and later a nemesis. But to God, Hagar was fully loved, worthy of listening to, and seeing with compassion. Are you defined by how you think others perceive you or by how God perceives you? Consider taking the following action steps. Knowing that God cares about whatever concerns you, imagine God asking you, "What's the matter?" Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Realize that He hears your every breath and that He is intimately acquainted with all your ways. Psalm 139, 3. Then, answer. Knowing that God can open our eyes to solutions we may miss when suffering or alone, ask Him to open your eyes to solutions and to the reality of His presence. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.